watercolour sketch of a suburban street as viewed from above. A few grey clouds scud across an otherwise pale sky. Mr. Stink by David Walliams, starring Hugh Bonneville, Sheridan Smith and Johnny Vegas. Introducing Nell Tiger Free and Pudsey as the Duchess. The sketch gives way to the real-life street, a row of linked detached houses from the 70s era, replete with neat green lawns and smooth drives. A young girl with brown hair and a fringe emerges from one of the houses, clad in a red and grey school uniform and carrying a satchel. She has a morose expression. A big pile of leaves in a park.
Mr. Stink stank. He also stunk. He was the stinkiest stinker who ever lived.
With his hands appearing first out of the leaves, a long-haired man with a beard sits up and stretches. A dog pokes its head out as well, then bounds out of the pile.
Duchess!
The girl's sitting alone on the top deck of a bus. A bunch of schoolgirls sit at the back. One calls out to her.
Chloe!
Oh, hello, Pippa.
Do you want to come to my sleepover tomorrow night? It's going to be epic.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, you can't come. I just wondered if you wanted to. Awkward.
Chloe looks out of the window at the park that the bus is driving past. She spots the man and his dog sitting on a bench. Pippa throws a banana skin at him and it hits him on the back of the head.
I hit him! How genius am I?
Pippa and her friends are silenced by an indignant glare from Chloe. Later, Chloe's trudging through the park towards the man, who's still sitting on the bench. Wearing a brown mac with a length of rope tied around his middle, there's a brown stink hanging around him.
Run along now, I'm a very busy man. The Duchess and I both find children rather aggravating.
I came to say sorry about the banana skin.
Did you throw it?
No. Is this girl Pippa? From my school?
The little wretch is lucky I didn't sling it back.
My auntie just sent me £5 and a Christmas card.
Ooh, good old auntie.
Oh, when did you have it? To buy a blanket? Or some soap?
Thank you, but I have no use for soap. I had a bath only last year. Please shut the door on your way out.
I'm only trying to help.
All right, then. Help if you must. Now, the Duchess is always hungry. Would you be kind enough to bring the old girl a sausage?
Walking on her back legs.
Yeah, I will. I'm Chloe, by the way. What's your name?
Stink. Mr. Stink.
Now, why are you called that?
I have absolutely no idea. One moment, child.
He gestures for her to turn around and pulls off a loser sign that's been taped to her back.
I'm sorry.
He screws up the sheet of paper and bowls it in an overhand fashion straight into a rubbish bin.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Chloe merely turns around and walks away. Mr. Stink watches her go and sits back down again. The Duchess is lying on the grass in front of him. A man is dishing out green beans onto dinner plates while Chloe stares out at the falling dusk. A woman with a beehive hairdo and a younger girl are sitting at the dinner table behind her.
For goodness sake, girl, do something.
I was thinking.
Daydreaming, more like.
Sorry. I just...
Shh. Don't distract me whilst I'm working. This by-election is vital for me. I could be a member of Parliament in a matter of days.
Chloe takes a seat at the dinner table opposite her younger sister, who's wearing a brownie uniform and revising. One of the books is entitled Complicated Arithmetics.
Where's the dinner? Annabelle has trombone practice in 8 minutes.
Well, maybe she could give it a miss tonight.
Then how will she be crowned Young Musician of the Year? Tell me that. What are you attempting to cook?
From your favourite Loch Lyne posh range, duck à l'orange.
Duck à l'orange.
Translated duck à l'orange means duck to the orange.
Well done, my darling. Have another gold star.
Merci beaucoup, maman. I'm removing Chloe's star for daydreaming.
Thank you, my angel.
Can we have sausages tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
No, we cannot. They're incredibly plebeian.
Chloe, how about asking a friend back after school sometime?
Yeah, maybe one day.
He's saddened by Chloe's muted response. The next day dawns bright and quiet on the street. Chloe opens the fridge door and looks at the array of posh foods, quail eggs, and cartons of ready meals with French names. Her eyes alight on a plate of sausages, which she picks up and puts in the microwave. Mr. Stinks cutting up the sausages in a town centre.
These are from the premium range, and they're not past their sell-by date.
No.
Have you got any more?
No. You're quite ungrateful for it.
Come, come. Say it. Tramp.
A homeless person.
Whereas for a child, you are typically ill-mannered.
Do you want me to wash that for you?
No need.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? My name is Mrs. Caroline Croom, and I have a dream. A dream of living in a country I can be truly proud of. To the unemployed, I say, get a job. To asylum seekers, I say, seek some asylum elsewhere.
Awful racket.
To the homeless, I say, have a proper wash and get a foot on the property ladder.
He sends a shockwave of brown stink towards Caroline, which makes her drop her megaphone. A road sweeper runs it over. Having taken refuge behind a litter bin, Chloe peeps out from behind it and smiles. Then, she heads into a newsagent's called Raj News.
Chloe, Chloe, my favourite customer.
Hello, Raj.
I have Rollos on special offer. They are only a year out of date.
No thanks, Raj.
Half a lion's bar? Shall we say 15p?
No thank you.
28 crunchy bars for the price of 27?
No!
Hey, what's with the frowny face? Huh? Please, share with your Uncle Raj.
Well, I've met this tramp who really smells.
I know the man you mean. The stench does make your eyes water.
I was wondering whether I should try and help him.
Of course you should. A tramp is just someone without a home. Any of us could be homeless one day.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But if my mum finds out, she will do or not.
So, what are you going to buy your tramp friend for Christmas, huh? I have a box full of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stationery sets I can't seem to shift. Yours for only $3.99.
I'm not really sure he needs one of those.
They are on special offer. You have your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles notepad. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Three, two, one, action.
Thank you for visiting my website, votecroom.com.
It's Croom.
Croom. Now, when I am elected...
If.
When I am elected as your Member of Parliament, I promise to introduce a curfew so that all children under the age of 25 are indoors by 8 p.m. and ban the wearing of leggings in public, as they are awfully common. Most importantly of all, the homeless will be removed from the streets. Soap dodgers, portable wine tasting clubs, urban campers, call them what you will. They are a menace to society. Thank you.
I forgot to press record.
Caroline hurls a can of hairspray at her husband's head. Chloe witnesses this and creeps out of the living room. Now she's in her bedroom doing her homework.
Just checking your... doing your homework?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm just doing my maths homework right now.
Let me see.
I'm just in the middle of...
Flesh-eating zombie bullies must die.
It's a story I wrote.
Do they do maths, these flesh-eating zombies?
No.
Must they die because they got their long division wrong? There's no maths in here whatsoever. So this is what you do all day at school, is it? No! Come along, Annabelle. Mandarin class.
May I wait, see you, Emma?
Having ripped Chloe's exercise book in two and thrown it on the floor, Caroline flounces out. Nighttime at the park. Mr. Stink and the Duchess are sitting together on the bench, staring at the stars in the jet-black sky.
No blowing off in the night and blaming it on me.
The next day, Mr. Stink is in town, reading a newspaper with the Duchess by his side, when Chloe takes a seat next to him on the low wall.
I like to sit upwind.
So she has returned.
I've decided to opt out of society. Like you.
You think I opt out, child?
Yeah.
Just because I don't have an eye plop wedged in my ear all the time.
Looking over his shoulder.
Shall we discuss this over a frappuccino no-no?
It's called a frappuccino.
Not the way I make it.
He gets up and walks into a nearby coffee shop. A cloud of brown stink emanates from him, and customers leap to their feet, appalled by the smell.
What a lovely aroma.
Everyone flees.
They're sometimes a bit funny about dogs. Righto. A frappuccino for you. And for me, something I am tentatively calling a caramella mocha mocha.
Mr. Stink gets to work behind the counter. He makes the frappuccino first, starting with the espresso shot, then adding froth milk to the glass before adding blue syrup. Chloe watches with a look of fascination on her face. Each of the shot dispensers colours brown after he uses them.
You're cleverer than you look, aren't you?
We are all more than we look. Be confident, child. Fear nobody. What's wrong at home?
How'd you know?
If everything was fine, you wouldn't be spending your afternoons with an old vagabond like me.
Mum ripped up my story.
You write stories?
Yeah. She ripped it up. I hate her.
Hate is a strong word. I'm sure your mother loves you.
They sit at a table with their drinks and chocolate chip muffins.
She's distracted by the possibility of power. Megaphones do very queer things to folk.
Mum only loves my little sister, Annabelle. Annabelle's always at some stupid class or other. Archery, ice dancing, Arabic, ski jumping. And that's just this morning. Right now she'll be in ballet.
My ballet dancing days are over. I fear I shall never dance Giselle again. I was actually rather good. But you know my and the Duchess's views on children. But it can't be easy being your little sister.
Oh, no. It's Pippa.
Dad, no one hires a pink limo for birthdays anymore. And he was all, really? I mean, my dad. He's such a... Oh, Chloe.
Who's this? Your new boyfriend?
You must be Pippa.
Yeah.
Does anyone call you Pippa Pig?
No.
They should.
You stink.
I think you'll find... Oh, one moment.
Mr. Stink does an enormous burp. A cloud of brown stink that hits Pippa in the face. She runs out with her friends.
My apologies. There's never any excuse for belching. It must be the coffee repeating on me.
They leave the coffee shop.
Some people think that homeless people should be driven off the streets.
And I think some streetless people should be driven off their homes.
You don't need to be homeless, you know. You could come and live in our shed.
Oh, no, the Duchess and I need the open road. A ceiling of stars, fresh air. Mind you, it is ruddy cold today. Maybe just for the night.
Night's drawing in at Chloe's house when she creeps into her back garden with Mr. Stink and the Duchess in tow. They sneak into the shed. Mr. Stink looks around at the shelves, which are filled with clutter.
Such unimaginable kindness.
Sorry it's just a shed, but at least it gets you off the streets for a while. There is no ensuite, but there is a bucket.
Oh, a bucket. Very la-di-da.
A box of CDs falls off a shelf. Mr. Stink picks up a CD.
Oh.
Serpents of Doom.
It's my dad. He never told me he was in a rock band.
I'm afraid I don't follow the hit parade. Well, well.
Why is it all burnt? And why did he never tell me?
We all have our secrets, Miss Chloe.
Dee?
An embroidered handkerchief.
Yes. This belonged to my friend, Dave. Good old Dave. Where is Dave now? With his huge head.
It says Darlington on the other side. What's your secret, Mr. Stink? How'd you end up living on the streets? Are you an escaped convict?
No.
A spy? A billionaire who lost all his money in a casino playing top drums?
No, but you should put that in a story. Most amusing.
Are you running away?
I'm not telling you, so please be quiet.
Mr. Stink looks around the shed, then at Chloe.
Right. I'm ready for my afternoon tea now.
I'm sorry?
Earl Grey, a selection of sandwiches, scones with plum jam and Cornish clotted cream.
I've got half a Milky Way from Roger's shop.
Perfect.
If you need anything else, just shine this torch up in my bedroom window. Good night, Mr. Stink.
Mr. Stink inclines his head in reply. Heading for the door, Chloe waves at Mr. Stink, then shuts him inside. Looking at the chocolate bar in his hand, he feeds it to the Duchess, then returns his attention to the Serpents of Doom CD. The next morning, Chloe comes downstairs. With no one else around, she takes the opportunity to use the laptop in the living room. She navigates to a search engine website and types in the word Darlington. 160,000 results are returned. Hearing footsteps, she closes the browser just as Caroline appears.
You look guilty.
No, I don't.
You sound guilty too. As school is broken up, you can be on leaflet duty today.
Why can't Annabelle do it?
She's off to Battle Reenactment Society.
Annabelle's wearing a suit of armour.
Get your coat. Quickly.
Chloe puts the leaflets down and goes to the cloakroom to get her coat, only to find her dad hiding there when she switches the light on.
Dad? Why are you hiding?
I thought I saw a pigeon fly in here.
She's unconvinced.
All right. The truth is, I like to pretend I'm Harry Potter in my spare time.
Dad.
Okay. I was given the push from the factory last month. Loads of us were. I just don't dare tell your mother.
She shuts the door behind her.
Maybe it's time you stand up to her.
It's not a good time with this whole MP thing.
We found your CDs in the shed. You're in the Serpents of Gloom.
The Serpents of Doom. Newsboy?
I'm experimenting with a royal we. Like Mum? Was it her who bent your guitar?
Oh, no, it caught fire in a freak lightning strike.
Dad.
Yes, she burns it.
Hurry up!
Promise you won't say a thing about this to your mother.
Chloe! What are you doing in there?
Nothing.
Caroline follows Chloe, then remembers something.
I need my coat. Annabelle! Good girl.
In town.
Can I count on your vote in the by-election? No? Take a leaf that you won't get! Ah. Can I count on your vote? Come back! You know you can walk perfectly well. It's sheer idleness. Vote Mrs. Caroline Cruen.
I'm just popping into Rogers.
Good plan. I'll give him some flyers. Wait there. Ice and tea.
Ah, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Raj.
This must be your sister.
Oh, no, shopkeeper. No, I'm Chloe's mother.
Oh,
Can I rely on your vote?
What are you on? The X Factor?
No, shopkeeper. I'm standing to be the local MP.
Oh.
So, what do you think are the big issues affecting this country today?
Coffee revels.
What?
I strongly feel coffee revels should be banned. They ruin what is otherwise a very enjoyable snack.
Anything else? Asylum seekers, benefit cheats?
Cadbury cream eggs. They should be available all year round, not just at Easter.
Right.
If you promise to change law on these issues, you can rely on my vote.
In that case, I promise. Thank you. Come along, Chloe.
How is your tram?
What did you say?
Nothing.
You said something about a tramp.
He said, how's your stamp?
Oh, yes, I sold your daughter a stamp, and I was wondering how it was.
Caroline shoots a suspicious look at Chloe.
Before you go, can I interest you in some luxury stationery? As an MP, you will need a quality product for when you write to the Prime Minister. That is by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You have your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pencil sharpener, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh. Apathy of the voting public is a disgrace.
Maybe they don't like your ideas about the homeless. The homeless are people too, you know.
If they were people, they'd use shower gel, have loyalty cards and a choice of shoes.
The Prime Minister could try and do more. He's got 3 houses.
Go to your room. Don't you dare criticise that giant amongst men.
Talking about me again? What's your day, love?
Go on, up to your room.
Later, Chloe's in her room doing her homework. She looks out of the window to find Mr. Stink doing star jumps in the back garden. Chloe frantically signals with her arms for him to get back into the shed.
Get back in the shed!
Her dad comes in.
Room service?
He carries a tea tray over to her.
Tea and bickies?
She looks glum.
No, don't mind your mum. She's just under a lot of pressure. I mean, she's on TV tomorrow morning.
TV?
Yeah, being interviewed because of this old by-election.
So boring.
Dad, time to take me to Kestrel training.
I wish someone had shoot that damn bird. Come in, my angel.
He leaves Chloe's room.
I stand before you today, not just as a Prime Minister, but also as a man.
Do we have to watch this clown every night?
Yes, we do. And he is not a clown. He's our glorious leader.
And if I could quote the great Bryan Adams, you know it's true, everything I do it for you.
No wonder I sleep bad. It's like having a big pile of cheese before bed.
It's dark outside when a torch beam travels up the house towards Chloe's window. Inside, Chloe is in bed asleep when the torch beam roving over the ceiling wakes her. She sits up and smiles, then heads out to the shed, wrapped up in a pink dressing gown. The shed's been transformed with red fairy lights and a makeshift chandelier fashioned from wheel rims, jars and metal utensils. Mr. Stink is adjusting it slightly.
What kept you?
Shh. What?
I said shh.
Oh. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Earplugs.
They don't look like earplugs.
Rabbit droppings, Miss Chloe. A cheaper alternative.
This is amazing.
Just doing what folk do when they move into a new home.
Sorry I couldn't get here earlier. I was sent to my room.
She hands him something wrapped in kitchen foil. He opens it, takes out a biscuit and nibbles it.
Is this shortbread all butter?
Yes.
He feeds it to the Duchess.
What did you want?
Oh, yes. I can't get to sleep. I want a bedtime story.
I don't know any.
Of course you do. What about the one your mother ripped up? About the vampire bullies?
Zombie bullies.
That's the one.
She takes a seat in the corner.
I think your coat might have dropped on something bad.
Story.
Mr. Stink settles down in his seat.
In the graveyard, the three bullies rose, snarling from the dead.
I like it already.
Shh. Only one girl could stop them.
Good night to the Duchess.
She lay there, unaware that the next few days would change her life forever. The most evil one had long blonde hair, which was teeming with maggots.
The zombie bullies lay headless on the ground, their toes twitching, smouldering, until finally, slowly, they fell still. The end.
Mr. Stink and the Duchess are both asleep.
Good night, Mr. Stink.
Chloe stands up and very quietly picks up Mr. Stink's coat from a coat stand, then sneaks out. Returning to the house, she creeps across the darkened kitchen towards the washing machine, then kneels down in front of it. Chloe removes items from the coat's pockets and places them into a box file for safekeeping. Then she puts the coat into the washing machine, wincing as the brown stink wafts past her face and unbeknownst to her throughout the rest of the kitchen. She switches the washing machine on. Then she reaches into the box file and draws out Mr. Stink's handkerchief, which is wrapped around something rectangular. She lays it onto the floor and opens up the handkerchief to reveal a photo in a silver frame of a suited man and a woman in a white dress. She turns the photo frame over and removes the back of the casing.
Lord and Lady Darlington. Darlington House, Oxfordshire.
Now she's sitting at the laptop in the living room with the photo propped up next to her. She types in Darlington House, Oxfordshire into a search engine. Back in the kitchen, she's removing the coat and scarf from the washing machine when the lights are switched on.
What are you up to?
Shh! You'll wake everyone up!
I said, what are you up to?
Ow!
What's that awful smell?
What on earth is going on? I need my beauty sleep. You know I'm on TV first thing in the morning. What's that awful smell?
I saw Chloe going in and out of the shed with some food. She's got someone in there.
Are you hiding someone in there?
No.
I don't believe you.
What's that awful smell?
I need you to go down to the shed.
Me?
Yes, you.
Look, I know it's on your to-do list, but I'm not strimming at this time of night.
Your daughter is hiding someone in there.
No, I'm not.
You know, let's all go back to bed, yeah? I know I need to pee.
All right, I'll go.
No, you won't. It's his man's work.
He opens the patio doors and reluctantly heads outside in his shorts and T-shirt into the dark. He runs across the garden, but then makes a beeline for a fir tree and spends a penny. And he hurries down to the shed at the bottom of the garden. Chloe watches from the patio step with Caroline and Annabelle.
Hello? Anyone there? No. There's no one there. Completely empty. In fact, I've never seen a shed so empty of people.
You're overdoing it.
Sorry. Chloe.
I was going to tell you, Dad. I know Mum doesn't like the homeless, but it was cold and he had nowhere else to go.
All right. For the time being.
Promise you won't tell Mum.
You don't tell her about me losing my job.
Promise.
They high-five each other as if to seal the pact. The next morning, a TV crew's in the kitchen, getting ready to interview Caroline.
So we're live in 10 seconds, and that's 10, 9, 8.
Don't forget to smile, everybody, eyes and teeth.
This is stupid.
Shut your face.
Hello! We're at the home of by-election candidate Mrs. Crumb.
It's Croom.
It's Crumb.
You seem to have the perfect family life.
Yes, I do.
And yet you're entering the, some would say, murky world of politics.
Where there is murk, I will bring light. Where there is...
But your policies include a pledge to drive the homeless off the streets.
I believe that the homeless...
Who washed my coat?
Mr. Stink shakes his coat out with a flourish, sending a brown cloud of stink into Caroline's face.
Sorry, you believe the homeless should...
should be... invited by everyone to live in their garden sheds?
He wasn't there when I looked.
Yes, invite the homeless into your shed. Can I ask you, what's it like living with this family?
The service is painfully slow and there could be a much wider selection of biscuits. And the worst thing is, they wash your coat without asking.
Right, well, that's all from the Crumb family and, what's your name?
Stink.
Stink.
Mr. Stink.
Stink. And he certainly does. Back to the studio.
I actually think that went rather well, though.
Chloe's left with Mr. Stink.
Sorry about washing your coat.
I keep my private articles in this coat.
I'm sorry. I just thought...
But you didn't think. I knew I should never have stayed here.
Please.
That's the problem with do-gooding. In the end, it's all about the doer rather than the doee.
No.
So you end up with doo-doo. Goodbye.
Mr. Stink storms out, leaving Chloe sitting alone at the dinner table. She looks sad. Wearing his freshly laundered but still stinky brown coat, Mr. Stink leaves the shed with the Duchess and departs by way of a hole in the hedge at the back of the garden. Looking downcast, Chloe trudges up the stairs with her hands jammed into the pockets of her dress. Unaware that her sister Annabelle is standing in the hallway in her ballerina outfit, watching with a worried expression, Mr. Stink has returned to the park with Duchess. He takes a seat on the bench beside a pile of leaves. Caroline arrives home, and Mr. Crumb slips out of the cloakroom while she's in the other room.
Hello!
Chloe's returned to the park, but the bench is empty. She spots the Duchess sitting on a pile of leaves, barking at a leaf sweeper that's heading straight for her.
There's someone asleep under the leaves! He won't hear you! He wears earplugs made of poo!
Be confident. Fear nobody.
Stop!
She races towards the leaf-sweeping truck, which stops just in time. She gently moves the leaves aside with her foot, then looks up with an embarrassed smile.
Sorry.
She traipses off, unaware that Mr. Stink's hiding behind a nearby tree, having just witnessed her attempt to save him from the leaf sweeper. He looks touched by her brave actions. Nighttime, and Chloe's in her bedroom when she sits down in front of her laptop.
Who washed my coat?
Watching the TV clip online.
Very funny.
Wow.
But worst of all, they wash your coat without asking.
Mr. Crumb brings dinner to the table for himself and Chloe.
Can you tell Annabelle dinner's ready?
Can we let her sleep? She's really tired.
Nonsense, she's a human dynamo. And she's got channel swimming training first thing tomorrow morning. She needs to eat. Annabelle!
Caroline picks up the phone.
Hello, Crumb residents.
Crumb residents.
Politics tonight? The TV programme? Yes! Yes, I'd be delighted. You want that tramp as well? No. I won't appear with him. I'll see you there in an hour. They won't have me on without him. Where is he?
I don't know.
Well, let's go out and find him.
Chloe and her dad exchange glances. Now the three of them are in the car, driving through the streets, when Chloe notices a group of people running out of a coffee shop.
Stop!
Chloe leaps out of the car and runs towards the coffee shop, which is now empty, except for Mr. Stink and the Duchess.
Sorry about your coat.
So am I. It stinks of ocean breeze now.
He lowers his head, ashamed.
I can be a bit of an old grump sometimes.
Me too.
He holds out his hand, upon which is a grimy fingerless glove, and she shakes it firmly. Now he's in the back of the car with Chloe and the Duchess. Caroline's in the front, holding her nose and trying to block out the stink. She opens a window.
You get used to it after a while.
It defeats me why he has to appear too.
Mr. Stink is an internet sensation. He's gone viral.
I'm not surprised. He's probably teeming with lice.
You'll be pleased to know I am louse-free.
Thank the Lord for small mercies.
Although I'm no stranger to worms.
The Politics Tonight Show.
Ah, welcome. With just over a week to go until a crucial by-election, we have representatives from all the major parties and a homeless man who goes by the name of Mr. Stink.
Would this be a good time to use the lavatory?
No, we are on live television.
Not a number two, just a number one.
No. Now...
Although sometimes you're having a number one and you think, hello, now I need to have a number two.
Let's just get on with the programme, shall we? Can I have the first question, please? Yes, lady there.
Good evening.
One moment, please.
Should we...
Sorry about this.
Mr. Stink pours some water for the Duchess.
With hundreds of thousands of people sleeping rough on our streets, should we all invite a homeless person into our home for Christmas?
Right, well, perhaps you'd care to start us off, Mrs. Crumb.
In fact, it's Crew.
It's Crew.
Yes, out of the kindness of my heart, I invited this filthy beggar man out of the cold to come and live in our garden shed. If I have a fault, it's that I'm too nice.
That's a great big pile of steaming poo. I'd go even further and say it is a great big pile of poo with a cherry on top. It was your daughter who invited me to live in the shed.
Well, I...
In fact, Miss Chloe... is here tonight.
Mr. Stink edges closer to the presenter.
I have been sleeping rough for half a lifetime. I am a difficult man, asked the Duchess. But this young girl persisted with me. If everyone in the country were like her, well, it would be horrible, 60 million spotty 12-year-olds. If everyone... were like her, perhaps we would have no more homelessness. We homeless are not a statistic. We are people.
So, Mrs. Crumb, why did you lie? Was it perhaps to further your election campaign?
No.
Oh, come now.
I, for one, would welcome Mr. Stink into my house.
You wouldn't, you big fat liar! He absolutely reeks! Flies run away screaming, he stinks!
Well, that's certainly got the programme off to a lively start. We should have you on every week.
You couldn't afford me, dear.
About to apply, the presenter looks over at Mr. Stink to find him drinking from the Duchess's water bowl. The next day, Chloe's asleep when the chanting outside wakes her up. She races downstairs and opens the front door to find a horde of paparazzi and Mr. Stink fans outside the house. Chloe races down the back garden towards the shed.
Mrs. Stink! Mrs. Stink, wake up!
Good morning, Miss Chloe. Tell cook I'll have a kipper.
No, half the town stand up to see you.
Why would they do that?
They watched you on telly last night. They love you.
I can't believe the PM has deselected me.
Not just that. He's throwing you out the party.
Thank you.
OK, so you've suffered a tiny setback in your political ambitions.
No, it's all over for me. Because of that creature!
Sorry, Mum.
Can I peel you an orange?
Stay away from my fruit!
Be confident. Fear nobody.
Annabelle approaches the table.
Where's your wetsuit?
It's too cold, I don't want to go.
What?
I said I don't want to go.
Let's give it a break, love. Let her be a little girl again.
Annabelle hugs her dad. who then turns to Caroline.
Oh, by the way, I lost my job 2 months ago and I've been hiding in the cupboard under the stairs. There, I said it.
Caroline looks defeated. Chloe answers the phone.
Hello, Cherry Crumb.
Crumb.
It's Crumb.
It's Crumb.
Chloe looks shocked.
It's the Prime Minister. He's changed his mind. Okay, I'll pass you over.
Chloe holds the phone out to Mr. Stink. He looks as surprised as Caroline does, but he takes the call.
Hello, Stink speaking. Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes.
What's he saying?
I have no idea. I must still have a rabbit dropping in that ear. Hello? Ah, that's better. I see. Let me think about that for a moment, sir. The Prime Minister says there's a vacancy as candidate. Now Mrs. Crumb's been sacked, and would I like to stand?
You must. Think of all the good you could do for homeless people.
Fine. I will see you this afternoon. What's your address? Let me write that down. 10 Downing Street. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You're meeting a head of state, pal. You do need a bath.
Then I shall have a bath. With knobs on.
Upstairs in the bathroom, Chloe turns the bath taps on and adds some bubble bath to the tub of hot water. Soon it's filled with bubbles. She adds some toy ducks, and her dad is piling fluffy towels into her arms when...
Chloe! Mr. Stink, what on earth do you think you're doing?
In the words of 12-year-olds everywhere, duh, I am having a bath.
I think you're fine.
Although technically, I suppose I'm having a pond.
We ran you a nice hot bath.
Indoor baths are most unhygienic. Mrs. Crumb, would you be good enough to pass me that towel?
Child, avert thine eyes.
Caroline peers over the towel at Mr. Stink. She looks away, and the Duchess covers her eyes.
Thank you, my good woman. Unimaginable kindness. Clean as a whistle.
With the towel wrapped around his waist, Mr. Stink retires to the shed to get dressed. Meanwhile, in the house...
What do you call a man who wears paper trousers?
I don't know, Sid.
Russell!
Yeah, Annabelle's eating cereal in front of the TV when Chloe joins her.
No, don't cry, don't cry.
So nice not to be doing anything for once. Thanks.
Do you fancy helping me?
Okay, what are we doing?
Are you sure I need one of these makeovers?
You need to look your best for the Prime Minister.
This is fun. There.
Perfect. What about the Duchess?
Mr. Stink's wearing lots of makeup and pink false eyelashes.
Maybe it's a tiny bit too much.
A motorcycle police escort drives ahead of a black stretch limo, which heads down the street and parks up outside Chloe's house. Mr. Stink emerges with the Crumb family and is confronted by the paparazzi.
Mr. Stink! Mr. Stink! The Guardian! Do you find the name Mr. Stink demeaning and offensive?
Listen, is it true you have worms?
People of Britain, many of us, to quote the poet, live lives of quiet desperation and go to our graves with the song still in us. So try not to do that. And to prevent it happening to others, look around you and be generous and kind. Although, don't put people's clothes in the washing machine without their permission.
Chloe smiles.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a Prime Minister to meet. Good day.
Chloe's in the limo with Mr. Stink. He presses a button and makes the electric privacy screen retract. The chauffeur quickly hangs up some air fresheners.
Could we go via the high street, please?
The limo turns down the high street. Pippa's walking along with the centre of attention amongst her friends. They spot the limo with its poor motorcycle police escort and stop to look at it.
I thought we might find them here. Chloe, this is a very serious moment. You have a choice. You can shout something horrible and vengeful at Pippa, or you can be the bigger person and reach out to her.
Losers!
Pippa and her friends are left gobsmacked. At Downing Street, Mr. Stink gets out of the limo just as the Prime Minister emerges from number 10. He chokes a little on the brown stench that's hanging around Mr. Stink, and tries his best to stifle it.
Hello, mate.
Good afternoon, Prime Minister.
Oh, call me Steve.
The rest of the Crumb family are watching the meeting on TV at home.
The Croom in Downing Street. Finally. Take your hands out of your pockets, Chloe.
Inside 10 Downing Street, Mr. Stink's playing the piano while Chloe sits at a desk with the Duchess on her lap.
I can use you.
Use me?
Yeah. Use you. I mean use in a good way. It's no secret my approval rating is currently
very poor.
Quite poor, and do you have to play that while I'm talking?
No.
I can't afford to lose this by-election next week.
The Prime Minister pulls a face as Mr. Stink walks past.
Well, Prime Minister, I'm no politician, but there is a great deal I could help you with. There is an urgent need for more shelters for the homeless like me.
Yeah. Does it do any tricks? My team have been working on a campaign for you to spearhead. You're going to love this. Hug a homeless. But not for too long, eh?
He holds his nose.
Let's go.
What?
We have to be getting back to the real world.
But you're the funny old tramp. This would be great for me.
Chloe stands on tiptoe and whispers in Mr. Stink's ear.
Prime Minister.
Shoot.
Mr. Stink walks over to the Prime Minister.
You can stick your job offer up your fat bum. Good day.
You're fired. Wet wipe! Wet wipe!
There's a wet patch underneath the Prime Minister's shoe. His former aide ignores him.
I can't believe you told me to say that.
I can't believe you said it.
Now they're sitting on the top deck of a bus. With the Duchess perched on his lap, Mr. Stink turns to Chloe, who's beside him.
You know who I am, don't you, Miss Chloe?
Yeah. I saw some of your things and I washed your coat. I'm sorry. Lord Darlington. I googled you.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds painful.
Back at the park, they take a seat on a bench.
A long time ago, I had it all. Money, fancy friends, a house with more wings and a bucket of KFG chicken.
KFC.
And a beautiful wife. My childhood sweetheart, Agatha. Shortly after this photograph was taken, she fell pregnant. The baby was due around this time of year, actually. But one night I left her on her own so I could go and play cards with friends at my club. When I finally returned home, Darlington House was on fire.
No.
A burning ember must have fallen out of the fireplace onto the carpet.
He looks at the photo of him and Agatha.
My poor Agatha.
He looks upset.
It's okay.
It will never be okay.
It was an accident. You can't blame yourself.
His eyes fill with tears.
But I do.
And the tears roll down his cheeks. He looks at the photo and gently touches it with his grimy hand.
So how'd you end up living on the streets?
After the funeral, I just couldn't go back to the house. I had to get away. I didn't know where to go. So I just started to walk. Kept on walking.
They're walking down the street back towards Chloe's house.
Christmas must be the hardest time of year for you.
More for the Duchess, really. She tends to drink heavily and hide under a big pile of leaves until it's all over. No, I'm not much fun to be around.
I wish I could make everything right.
You have, child. Since you came to talk to me that day, I've been 100 times happier.
Me too.
She looks at her house.
I want to go wandering with you.
Absolutely not. This is your home.
It's not my home, it's her home. I can't spend another night here.
Are you quite sure?
Yeah.
Then I had better speak to your mother.
Chloe's in her room, packing a bag.
Coming, Mr. Stink.
Her smile fades when she looks up to see Caroline.
You want to leave home?
Chloe looks nervous.
Thought you wouldn't mind.
Wouldn't mind?
Caroline sits opposite Chloe.
Chloe, you are my daughter. I love you.
Do you?
Yes. Mr. Stink just... Can we call him something else, darling? I don't know, like Geoffrey. Well, anyway, Geoffrey just gave me a very stern talking to. And I realise now how important family is. I'm so sorry, Chloe. I hope you can forgive me.
Caroline's crying.
Of course. I love you too, Mum.
Caroline and Chloe share a hug. Through a gap in the door, Mr. Stink looks on kindly, then leaves them to it. Downstairs...
I've got a surprise for you. Cover your eyes.
Caroline leads her past the dinner table that has a Christmas spread laid out towards the conservatory, where Mr. Stink, the Duchess, and Annabelle are waiting along with a beautifully decorated Christmas tree and lots of presents.
How...
It'll be all right, you know, Chloe. This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Mr. Stink pulls a silver coin from behind the Duchess's right ear.
How'd you do that?
Why don't you go on for our guest to drink?
Caroline and her husband share a loving hug.
You don't still believe homeless people should be kept off the street, do you, love?
No, I don't.
Good.
They should be kept in some sort of camp.
Unimaginable kindness. So I said to the Prime Minister, you can stick your job offer up your fat. How old are you?
Nearly 10.
Fat bum.
This is for you.
It's Chloe's homework book, taped back together.
I read it. You have a real talent for writing, Chloe.
Thanks, Mum.
And this is for you, my darling.
He unwraps the present, which is a brand new electric guitar.
Guitar? Oh, lovely. I want to play it right now.
And this is for you.
Annabelle unwraps her present.
Quantum physics! Thank you, Mama.
Now, I fell in love with your father when he was in the Serpents of Doom all those years ago. Aww. I wanted him to get a proper job. So I got rid of his guitar. And now you can hear it. Why?
Good King Waxwell.
Sitting across from the girls in an armchair, Mr. Stink looks over at Chloe, who's laughing at her father's guitar playing. With one gloved hand resting on the Duchess, who's sleeping in his lap, Mr. Stink smiles at Chloe. He looks over at his chair and blinks. The chair is now empty. There's snow outside the Crumbs' house when Chloe steps out her front door. Slipping her coat on, she runs to the end of the drive and looks around to find Mr. Stink plodding off down the street with the Duchess.
Mr. Stink!
She runs after him. He turns around and waits for her. She looks upset.
The Duchess and I have decided to wander on.
But why? We all want you to stay.
He thinks for a moment.
My soul is restless.
But it's so cold.
Don't worry. I prefer sleeping in the great outdoors. On our wedding night, Agatha showed me the brightest star in the sky. We stood out on our balcony, and she said she would love me for as long as that star kept shining. So every night, as I go to sleep, I gaze at that star, and it is her I see. You see that little star just beneath it?
Yeah.
You are very special. And so whenever I look at that star, I am going to think about you.
Thank you, Mr. Stink.
I completely forgot. I saved up all my loose change, and I bought you this. Happy Christmas.
It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stationery from Raj's shop.
It's the best present ever.
You can write your stories in it.
I haven't got anything for you.
You've given me more than enough, child. You've given me hope. Goodbye, Miss Chloe.
Goodbye, Mr. Stink.
Chloe throws her arms around Mr. Stink and buries her head in his chest as she gives him a big hug. He sniffs her hair and pulls her face.
Bye, Duchess.
After giving the Duchess a final pat, Chloe stands up. Mr. Stink holds up a hand to say goodbye, and Chloe copies him, then turns and starts to head back towards her house, still carrying her present from Mr. Stink. She turns back for one last look at her unusual friend. As soon as her back is turned, Mr. Stink and the Duchess dissolve into a brown cloud of stink until nothing's left and they've completely disappeared. Now, Chloe's in her bedroom. She opens her stationery and chews on a pen while she considers what to write.
Mr. Stink stank. He also stunk. He was the stinkiest stinker who ever lived.